let's learn a little bit tonight. Tonight we are going to be learning Daf Tes. There is a Bechina this Friday, right? We have a Bechina coming up this Friday on Daf Ches and Daf Tes. Just to quickly review the main things that we learned on Daf Ches. What's that? The copy machine broke. Oh, yeah, well, we'll see. We'll make sure it's okay. On Daf Ches, we learned that Lemaskana. We remember we discussed all the geometry last week. We had a math class last week in lieu of a Gemara shir. So we discussed that Lemaskana, a circular sukkah, has to have a circumference of 18 amos. Even though Mi'ikra didn't really, it should only need a circumference of 16.8 amos. But we're allowed to be inexact, we're allowed to be imprecise, as long as, remember, we could be imprecise as long as what? As long as it's l'chumra, very good. As long as it's l'chumra lodak, we could be imprecise. Also, as long as it's not totally off. Like, it has to be somewhat close to the right number. We can't be just completely off base. Second thing we said is that the Rabbanan de Kisri apparently didn't know geometry so well. The Rabbanan de Kisri made a basic fundamental geometrical error. On Chesam and Beis, we pointed out that there was a discussion about a mezuzah on Sukkos Shel Yotzrim. Remember, we had the inner room and the outer room, this building that was structured in such a way where you had an inner room and an outer room, where we said that the inner room did need a mezuzah and is not kosher for sukkah. Why does it, yes, need a mezuzah, not kosher for sukkah? Because it's a permanent dwelling place. The outside room, though, does not need a mezuzah, is kosher for sukkah. Why? Anybody? Because it's not permanent, because it's temporary. So the outside is not considered, and not only that, even though it's besides the fact that it's temporary, we don't even consider the outside room a base shar to get to the inside room. What's a base shar? How do we describe base shar? A hallway, right, like a gateway into the inside room. And normally a hallway would require a mezuzah. We don't even consider the outside room to be a beis shar because the inside one isn't kavua enough to warrant a beis shar. The inside room has to be important enough that it would need a beis shar, so we don't even consider the outside room a beis shar. Point number two on Daf Ches and Beis was that a sukkah's ganvach might be a bigger chiddush to say that it's kasher than to say that a sukkah's rakvash is kasher, because the ganvach, all the people that gimel, nun, beis, and chav stand for, sukkah's goyim, sukkah's nashim, sukkah's behema, sukkah's kutim, all of them are pater from sukkah. So it's a bigger chiddush to say that that's kasher than to say that a sukkah's rakvash is kasher. On the other hand, it's also a bigger chiddush to say that a sukkah's rakvash is kasher, because the sukkah's rakvash is not kavua. So in that sense, it's a bigger chiddush to say rakvash. So each one has its chiddush. Okay, now we move on to Daf Tes. So we're finally at the next Mishnah, right? So tonight we're going to get two Mishnahs in, actually. We have a new Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph and another new Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So small, bite-sized sugyas we should be able to go through fairly easily, hopefully. So says the Mishnah. Sukkah Yeshana. What's a sukkah yeshana?
An old sukkah.
What's the definition of old? Says Rashi, "Kedemfarish ha'asah kodem l'chag shloshim yom v'lo pirishi l'shem chag." You built a hut more than 30 days before Yantif, and you never mentioned that it was for the sake of Yantif. You were just building it as a hut. You never intended or expressed any intention that it was going to be for the sake of Yantif. If either of those factors are missing, it's not a sukkah yeshana. Meaning, if you built it 2 weeks before Yantif and did not say anything, that is not a sukkah yeshana because it's not old enough. If you built it 3 months before Yantif but said, "I'm building this for Yantif," that is not a sukkah yeshana. In order for it to be a sukkah yeshana, it needs to be both old, meaning more than 30 days, and not built for the sake of Yantif. So what's the halach of a sukkah yeshana? Beishamai poslin, beisilal makshirin. Beishamai says posl, beisilal says kasher. So according to beisilal, it doesn't really make a difference if it's a sukkah yeshana or not. Anyway, it's kasher. Even if it is a sukkah yeshana, it's kosher anyway. Veizu hi sukkah yeshana. What is the definition of sukkah yeshana? Says the Mishnah. Kol sha'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. As long as it was made 30 days before the Yantif. Avlim asol, the shem chag, afilu mitchilas hashana, kshera. But if you made it for the sake of Yantif, then even if you built it from the beginning of the year, it's still going to be kosher. Now, what's the significance of 30 days? Why is 30 days a magic number when it comes to sukkahs? Anyone want to venture a guess or read Rashi, whichever you prefer? What? No, you neither. Because like, I don't want to guess, nor do I want to read Rashi. Okay, fantastic. Anybody else want to venture a guess or read Rashi? What? Oh, okay, good. So go read that Rashi. What does he say? Look for keywords over there. What's the significance of 30 days? What other halacha do we have in Torah of 30 days? Good. That Shoalin Behilchos Achag Kodum Chag Shloshim Yom. That 30 days before Yantif we start learning the halachos of Yantif. You can circle that phrase. Very important phrase. It's in the third line in Rashi. Shoalin Behilchos Achag Kodum Chag Shloshim Yom. For 30 days before Yantif we start learning the halachos of that Yantif. What does that tell you? It's not just a din in learning, but it's a din in. Good. 30 days before the Yantif, that's when the Yantif has to be toward the center of your attention. That's where it has to be on your mind. That's where it's like the Yantif is on your radar. Before that, it's not even on your radar. So it has many ramifications. In terms of what you're supposed to learn, it has ramifications. That's Shoal and Bilchas Achag, Lamed Yom Kodem Achag. And it also has ramifications in terms of what's called a Sukkah Yeshana, what's not called a Sukkah Yeshana. That's a very important point. Says the Gemara, my time at the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai have a problem with the Sukkah Yeshana? What's so bad just because it's old? Age discrimination. What's going on? So Amar Kra, the Gemara is going to offer, let's see, the Gemara is going to offer, I don't know how many answers, two answers, I think, two possible answers for Beis Shammai. Number one, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem. Chag HaSukkos should be 7 days for the sake of Hashem. And we darshan from there, Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag Ve'inan. That you need a Sukkah that's made for the sake of the Chag. Chag HaSukkos teaches you that the Sukkah needs to be L'Shem Chag. It needs to be for the sake of the Yantif. That's an important phrase. Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag. A Sukkah that's made for the sake of the Yantif. That's what Beis Shammai darshins from that pasuk. Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel will respond, no. Homi ba'ilei lichtu Rav Sheshes. That pasuk is used to teach us a different din, to teach us the din of Rav Sheshes. What did Rav Sheshes teach us? The Amr Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Yakiva Minayin La'atzei Sukkah Sha'asurin Kol Shiva. What's that din? How do I know that? What? Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva. What does that mean?
Decorations.
Now Atzei is not decorations. The wood of the Sukkah itself, the actual structure of the Sukkah is usur for all 7 days of Sukkahs. What? That's crazy. What do you mean? Aren't I supposed to use the Sukkah on Sukkahs? What do you mean it's usur for all 7 days of Sukkahs? What? You can't use it for anything else other than a Sukkah, right? That's what it means. It's usur kol shivas yamim, right? That's what. How do we know that's true? That's the pasuk that teaches us. Tamul Amar, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem. The pasuk doesn't teach us this din that you need to build the sukkah for the sake of God. No, it teaches us the din that once the sukkah is built for all 7 days, you better not use it for anything else other than the mitzvah. What else would you use the sukkah for? So for instance, this tells you cannot take a piece of schach and start playing stickball with it or something like that. You can't use the wall as like we use the wall out here to, you know, to play handball or whatever game it is that they play out there. Yeah.
Can you like lean back and use the wall as support for like leaning back in the chair?
So probably anything that's part of living in it, that's the normal way you would live in something, is considered using it for the sake of sukkah. Right, it's just something that's external to that that you would not normally, is not considered a normal way that you would treat a house. Yeah.
The normal way, if I were to live in the gym or whatever, the normal way I would live there is I would use the outside to play
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I have to think about that. I'm not sure. Maybe. That might be fair. Maybe if you're leaving it as is and you're just playing handball, maybe that's a bad example. Yeah.
That's similar to the din in Shabbos when we said you're not allowed to ride an animal because you're going to break off a branch. What is that?
No, this has nothing to do with maybe you're going to come to do something. This is, it is the din that it is usur. It's not that because you might come to violate something else. This is the din. It's muktza. It's considered to have kedusha, and it's muktza. You're not allowed to use it for anything else. Vitanya, we have a brayso. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pesera Omer, key phrase. Listen to this. Kishem shechal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kach chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Just like the shem shamayim, the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ischal applies on the korban chagiga, so to the shem shamayim applies to the sukkah. The shem shamayim falls on the sukkah, meaning we make a clear equation over here between what and what?
Carbon and
a korban and a sukkah. That tell you something about the sukkah? That the sukkah has kedusha. that we treat the sukkah like a makam kadosh, that just like a korban has the shem shemaim, so too sukkah has shem shemaim. How do I know? Shenemar chag hasukos shivas yam lashem. Ma chag lashem, so we darshan, just like a chag, the korban chagiga is lashem, av sukkah lashem, so to the sukkah is lashem. So that's what Beis Hillel uses that pasuk for. So basically, structure of the Gemara, what happened over here? Gemara said there's machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether an old sukkah is okay. Beis Shammai said no, Beis Hillel says yes. Asks the Gemara, what was the question the Gemara led off with? Why would Beis Shammai say it's a problem? So Gemara said, it's a pasuk. Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yam LaHashem. Says the Gemara, no, Beis Hillel would respond, I already used that pasuk. What do I use that pasuk to teach me? Not a sukkah yishana, but to teach me? They can't use it, that it has kedusha to it. It's not to be used. What's the obvious next step of the Gemara?
Can it not be used?
What is Beis Shammai going to do with this halacha? Is Beis Shammai going to derive this halacha from anywhere? Or is Beis Shammai going to disagree with this halacha that the sukkah can't be used? Where does Beis Shammai know that the sukkah can't be used? So says the Gemara, Beis Shammai nami mibayulei lahachi? Question mark. Doesn't Beis Shammai also need the pasuk to teach me this din? What's this din? That you can't use it of Kedusha? Says Gemara, Inochinami, you're right. Scratch everything we said until now, meaning scratch the original explanation of Beis Shammai. Ella, Maitemai de Beis Shammai, rather we need to come up with another explanation for Beis Shammai. Why is the first pasuk invalid? Why is the first pasuk Beis Shammai quoted invalid? Because he needs it, Beis Shammai needs it to teach us the din of Kedusha, right? That the sukkah has Kedusha. So Beis Shammai needs to come up with another pasuk to teach me what?
How it's fit for the house. How it can't be old.
Good, that an old sukkah is a problem, that a sukkah yishan is possible, very good. What's the reason for Beis Shammai to tell me that a sukkah yishan is a problem? Ksiv kra achrina. Thank God he's got another pasuk. Chag asukos ta'asel lecha shivas yamin. End quote. What do we dash from that pasuk? Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag bi'inan. Again, the juxtaposition of the word chag and sukkos tells me that the sukkah itself, the structure of the sukkah, must be l'shem chag. Now, we quoted a very similar pasuk before, but it's a different pasuk. Before it was chag ha'sukkos shivas yam l'Hashem. This time it's chag ha'sukkos tasa l'cha shivas yam. A different pasuk teaches us that the sukkah needs to be l'shem chag. What's the next step of the Gemara? What is Beis Hillel going to do with that pasuk? Beis Hillel, havumi ba'yilei la'osin sukkah b'chalosh ha'moed. Beis Hillel uses that pasuk to teach me that you're allowed to build the sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Let's say you're traveling on Chol HaMoed to a new place where you don't have a sukkah there. You can bring along material and build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. They recently made that a lot easier and marketed it, and it's called a pop-up sukkah. Right? You're allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. You could bring it with you and build it on Chol HaMoed. And that's what we learn from that pasuk. That Chag HaSukkos, how does Beis Hillel read that into the pasuk? What does the pasuk say? Chag HaSukkos Tassel Chashav Yom. How does Beis Hillel read that? Jimmy? Good. That on any of those 7 days you could build the sukkah. The building of the sukkah doesn't, the ta'aseh, the building, the making of the sukkah, doesn't have to be before sukkahs. It could be on any one of those 7 days. Next step of the Gemara is, and what's Beis Shammai going to do with that? How's Beis Shammai going to respond to that? Beis Shammai svira lehu k'Rabbi Eliezer, d'amar ein osin sukkah b'chol shamoed. Simple. Beis Shammai disagrees with that. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Eliezer that we don't make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Isn't that far-fetched to say that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Eliezer? Not at all far-fetched. Rabbi Eliezer is a member of the Beis Shammai. In fact, whenever, we must have mentioned this in Shir at some point, whenever we have a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and somebody else, we almost never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. One notable exception is when the Gemara has a machlokas whether we sit in sukkah to remember Anani HaKavod or to remember Sukkos Mamish, we actually paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that it's Anani HaKavod. But typically we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer, Shamutehu. What does it mean, Shamuteh? So many of the Rishonim explain it means he was from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai. So since he was from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai, we don't paskin like him. It's not at all a stretch to say that Beis Shammai assumes like Rabbi Eliezer. You're not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Who remembers why? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Shainman. Good. You need one sukkah from beginning to end, the whole Yontif. Yud Dalet Sudos, all in one sukkah. Good. So, frek the Gemara, Ubeis Hillel, less luhu drav yudam arav, or the Gemara points out rather, Beis Hillel does not hold of the din of Rabbi Yudam Arav. What did Rabbi Yudam Arav say? Dam Rabbi Yudam Arav, asa'a min ha-kotzin, umin ha-nimin, umin ha-gardin, psula. Okay, now all of a sudden, we switched midstream and we started talking about tzitzis. We stopped talking about sukkah, and now all of a sudden we're talking about tzitzis. Now, why would we do that? Because there happens to be a pasuk about tzitzis that sounds very similar to the pasuk about sukkah. What does the pasuk say about sukkah? Chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh lecha. What does the pasuk say about tzitzis? Gedilim ta'aseh lach. That you should make gedilim. So Beis Hillel understands chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh lecha to mean what? That you're allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So says the Gemara, Beis Hillel must not hold like Rabbi Yudam Rav. Why? Because Rabbi Yudam Rav holds asa'a if you make tzitzis min ha-kutzin, min ha-nimin, u-min ha-gardin, from kutzin, nimin, and garden. What are each of these things? Thank God we have Rashi to help us out. Kutzin, Rashi says, are the strings shenatku b'shesi v'kosher mosan v'tluyin l'rashayin v'beged la'acha shenarag v'karilu kutzin al-shim shabolten k'kutzim. Okay, these are strings that were woven into the actual garment, but the ends of the string are hanging off the sides of the garment. You're not allowed to make tzitzis out of those strings that were originally part of the actual beged itself and are just hanging off of the beged. Nimin are like a talis, Rashi says, that you sewed or with needlework, and also the strands are hanging out, the extra strands are hanging out, and garden also is also where there are extra strings from the weaving that are hanging off of the edge of the talis. The bottom line is all of them have one thing in common. There, if you look in the picture book on sukkah, you ever see that picture book with the nice computerized pictures? It will show you the difference between them. But the bottom line is what's really important about them is that none of them are external strings that you stick into the baguette. They're all just strings that are hanging off of the baguette. That's what all three of these things are. So Rabbi Yudah Marav said that it's puzzle. But min asisin ksheira. If you make it from sisin, it's kosher. Because sisin is like a ball of string. If you take a ball of string and unroll some of it and put it into the tzitzis, that's kosher. Why? Rashi says, holuk shenitlu bebeged l'shem tzitzis nitlu. Since when you put it into the beged, you put it there for the sake of tzitzis, asiyah l'shmahi. That's called what? That's called doing it l'shma. You're making the tzitzis l'shma. The tviyah l'shma lo be'inan. You don't need to actually spin the thread l'shma. But once the thread is spun, you have a ball of yarn, and you put those strings into the tzitzis, that part needs to be done l'shma. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel. When we said this in front of Shmuel, meaning, what we're saying over here is, what does this have to do with Beis Hillel? Why are we saying that Beis Hillel is against Rabbi Yudah Merav? Because we're saying that Beis Hillel does not require Lishma. Beis Hillel does not require Lishma. How do I know Beis Hillel doesn't require Lishma? That when you make it, by Chag HaSukkos Ta'aselecha, by Gedilim Ta'aselach, it doesn't need to, the Ta'aseh, it doesn't have to be Lishma. Where do I see over here, anywhere on the daf that we just learned, on the Yom that we just learned, that Beis Hillel does not require Lishma? Good. Old sukkah is kosher. What's the definition of an old sukkah? A sukkah you built more than 30 days ago and you weren't even thinking that it should be for the sake of sukkahs. Beis Hillel says that's fine. So we're saying, oh, Beis Hillel holds the word tas, it does not mean lishma. But Rabbi Yudah Merav holds it by tzitzis, it means lishma. So you see that Beis Hillel doesn't agree to Rabbi Yudah Merav. When I said this halach in front of Shmuel, Amrli af minasisin nami psula, debinan tvil shma. Shmuel said, even if you take a ball of string and you take some of that string and you stick it into the beged, that's also possible. You know why? It's not good enough to put the string in the beged lishma even before that you need the shma. What needs to be the shma? The actual spinning of the thread needs to be the shma. Tvil shma is also a nice concept to circle underline. So achinami. So if that's true of tzitzis. Over here also, by sukkah, nibayu sukkah suyi lishma. Shouldn't we require sukkah lishma? If you require tzitzis lishma, and it's all based on what word? What word in the pasuk? Ta'aseh. So the same word, ta'aseh, that you have by sukkah, should also have to be lishma. So it's akasha, why is Beis Hillel not require lishma? Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference between sukkah and tzitzis. Shiny hasam da amar kra gedilim tasa lach. Lach l'shem chovcha. Over there it's different because the pasuk has the word lach. Lach is there. It's not the word tasa from where we learn that it has to be l'shma. It's the word lach that we learn that it has to be l'shma. You know why? Lach means when you make it specifically for your mitzvah. What does that mean for your mitzvah? For tzitzis. When you're making the tzitzis, it has to be made for the sake. You ever make tzitzis? If you ever made tzitzis, whoever taught you how to make tzitzis probably told you, both when you put the string in, when you tie the first knot, when you tie the last knot, say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Why? Because lach tells you that you have to l'shem your chova, l'shem the mitzvah. But by sukkah, there's no such din. Because by sukkah, we don't have the word lach. Ask the Gemara. No? Come on. What's the pasuk by sukkah? Chag ha-sukkos taseh? Lecha. So the Gemara says, I hachanami chag ha-sukkos taseh lecha. Lecha l'shem chovcha. Shouldn't lecha teach you by sukkah also that it has to be for the sake of the mitzvah? Yeah, question mark. The Gemara answers, no. How mi bayile lemute gezula? The word lecha by sukkah teaches me a different din. We're learning in shir. For those of my shir, we're a different din. What's the din that we learn from lecha by sukkah? That it can't be stolen. Nothing to do with making it l'shma. Just that it can't be stolen. So frekta Gemara. So I have an idea. Let's reread the pasuk by tzitzis. Who told you tzitzis has to be l'shma? Maybe the lach by tzitzis is only telling you. What's it going to suggest? That you can't steal tzitzis. So, or that you're not yotze if you steal tzitzis. Obviously you can't, but that you're not a yotze if you do. Hasam nami mi bayle lemute gezula. Why don't we say by tzitzis also, that the lach is needed to tell me that stolen tzitzis are no good. Says the Gemara, because we have another pasuk by tzitzis. Hasam ksiv krachrina va'asu lahem, and we darshan that means misha lahem. By tzitzis, we have a pasuk that says vasulahem, and we darshan that means the tzitzis must belong to you, can't be stolen. So that's why the word lach is extra by tzitzis to tell me it needs to be lishma. By sukkah, the word lach is there to teach me lemute gezula, and therefore there's no din of lishma by sukkah. And that's why Basil holds a sukkah yeshana is kasher. Good, main point number one. We have three on this
summer. How do we get the kasher?
It doesn't have to be l'shma, so it could have been built a long time ago. Right. Number one, machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel about a sukkah yeshana, which is defined as. No, you fill in the blank. Which is defined as machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel about a sukkah yeshana, which is defined as. Yeah. What? No, but how do you really define it? It's important which one, because that's like a great multiple choice way of phrasing it. Good. Built more than 30 days before sukkahs, and you don't have in mind that it should be l'shem sukkah. You need both in order for it to be a sukkah yeshana. Don't get confused on that point. If you have either one or the other, it's not a sukkah yeshana.
So
it's a very easy, confusing multiple choice like question, right? I don't know if I asked it, but I could have.
30 days and...
If it's more than 30 days old and you did not have in mind that it should be the same sukkah, that's sukkah yeshana. Main point number two. Two possible sources for Beis Shammai. The Gemara has two possible sources for Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel uses those psukim to teach. Number one, that atzei sukkah are asur kol shiva. And number two, that you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara suggests two possible sources for Beis Shammai. It rejects the first one, but it initially quotes two possible sources for Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel uses those psukim to teach two important dinim. One, that atzei sukkah are asur for all 7 days, that the wood, the structure of the sukkah is asur for all 7 days. And two, that you make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Main point number three. Even Beis Hillel agrees that tzitzis need to be l'shma. Because there's an extra pasuk to teach by tzitzis, l'ma'id gezula, which leaves lach to teach l'shma. Even Beis Hillel agrees, even though Sukkah does not need to be Lishma, Beis Hillel agrees, Tzitzis need to be Lishma. Why? Because there's an extra pasuk to teach Lemute Gzula by Tzitzis, and therefore Lach is freed up to teach me the din of Lishma. So you should be clear. Lach by Sukkah teaches me what? Lacha by Sukkah teaches me what? Who knows? Lacha by Sukkah, Lemute Gzula. Lach by Tzitzis teaches me Lishma. How do I know Lemute Gzula by Tzitzis? Lahem Mishalahem. Right? You should be able to read that in the Gemara. Good. Mishnah to Mishnah. That was smooth sailing. Fine. I would encourage you to look at the computerized picture book to get an idea of what all those little, dangling strings really are. It will have a better explanation than I provided you with of the dangling strings. Yeah.
I just didn't understand about the Arbana Sukkah. How do you derive that?
Chag, we assume, is Lashon Chagiga. Lashon Karban Chagiga. Yeah. Okay, new Mishnah. Okay, also sukkaso tachas ilan. If a person builds a sukkah under a tree, kilu asah b'tach habayis, it's the same as building a sukkah inside your house, which means possible. Very strange, strangely graphic terminology for the Mishnah to use. The Mishnah would normally, when it says possible, would normally say possible. Over here, it says, it's like building in a house. Like it's like saying, when you do that, it's like driving a car on Shabbos. I could tell you it's aser, but if I tell you that it's like driving a car on Shabbos, that makes it all the more poignant, right? So that was, yes, Rabbi Kamenetsky, yes, touching girls like driving a car on Shabbos. Is that what he used it for? Yeah, that's what he used to always tell us when I was in 10th grade. I remember when on our Rabbi Kamenetsky Shir Shabbaton, when I was in 10th grade, and Rabbi Kamenetsky Shir, his first year teaching, good little bit of DRS history. I was in his first year ever. But we were on the, he lived in Teaneck at the time. It was before he lived in Psaic. He lived in Teaneck. And we were walking to shul, and one of the kids in the shir, who I think is still learning full time now, but he was a little bit of a nutty guy, a car was passing by, and he started chasing after it, screaming, "You can't do that! That's like touching a girl!" So that was Rabbi Kamenetsky drilled into us, that touching girls like driving car and shadows. Okay. What? When you take two donuts, also is also like driving car and Shabbos. Exactly. So where did Rabbi Kamenetsky get it? From the graphic language of Sukkah Daftes Amid Beis. He's Kulo Torah. So Mishnah Daftes Amid Beis says that when you build a Sukkah Tachas Ilan, it's Ki'ilu, you built a Sukkah inside of your house. I told you that story with Rav Shechter, that he said the Chazan in the conservative shul when he was growing up went to his father and said, "I'm really unhappy that the guy is building the Sukkah in our shul, and I think it's possible, and you should put a stop to this." And Rav Shechter's father said, "Wait a second, the sukkah in your conservative shul, isn't it inside the shul?" And the guy said, "Yeah, but forget about that. What about the fact that the guy is building?" He's like, "No, sukkah's gan v'chas kasher. That's okay. It's the fact that it's inside the shul that's the problem. That's when it's no good. When it's betoch habayis, sukkah al gabe sukkah dekst halacha in the Mishnah. If you have a sukkah built on top of another sukkah." The top sukkah is kosher, the bottom sukkah is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im ein diurin be'elyona, hatachtona k'sheira. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means, but the simple translation is, if there's no one dwelling in the upper one, then the bottom one is going to be kosher. The obvious problem with the simple translation is, why should the kashrus of the bottom sukkah depend on whether someone's living in the top sukkah? It shouldn't seem to depend on that at all. But basically, our Mishnah taught us a couple of things. Number one, sukkah under a tree, bad. One of the most common hilchos sukkah shailas that you get. Rabbanim have to go around the neighborhood before sukkahs. They're always called to people's houses. Is this okay? What do I do? The tree's overhanging like this. Very important to know hilchos sukkah, because these shailas come up all the time. What if the sukkah is overhanging, but it's not overhanging 4 amos off of the side of the sukkah? It's less than 4 amos. So it's a din of schach pasul, less than 4 amos from the side. What would the din be? No, you already know this din. We'd say, dofen akuma. Right? What if it's less than 3 tvachim? Right? You have less than 4 tvachim in the middle. You have all these sorts of issues. Okay. Second thing we learn from the Mishnah, 2 sukkahs on top of each other. The top one is kosher, the bottom one is pasul, except Rabbi Yehuda says, if no one lives in the top one, then the bottom one is kosher. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, important concepts. Sukkasotachas Ilon is an important concept, and Sukkah al Gabe Sukkah is an important concept. What? Okay. I mean, we build two-story houses all the time. Okay. Amarava, lo shanu ela bi'ilan chatzilasim rub mechamasa. When do we say this din that building it under a tree? Look inside. When do we say that building it under a tree is a problem? That's only if the tree gives you more shade than sunlight that it allows through. Meaning, it's a thick tree that pretty much shades your entire sukkah. Or shades the majority of your sukkah. Avul chamasu merubim mitzilaso ksheira. But if the tree just has a one or two thin branches, but for the most part it allows more sunlight through than it does shade, so where's the majority of your shade really coming from? Not from the tree, from your schach. And therefore you're okay, that's going to be kosher. Mimai, how do we know that that's true? Midiktani, from the fact that the Mishnah used such graphic terminology. From the fact that it said, Ki'ilu asa'a b'socha bayis. The Mishnah said, it says, if you made it in the house, lamili the misni ki'ilu asa'a b'socha bayis, lisni psula. Why would you say it says, if you made it in the house? Isn't there a better way of saying it? Namely, just say puzzle. We get the idea. Ella must be, it's teaching me a din. No word in the Mishnah is wasted. It's teaching me a din. What's the din? Hakam ashmulan. Di'ilon dumya d'bayis. That when you have a tree over your sukkah, it's the same as having what? A house over your sukkah in the following way. That ma bayis tzilaso meruba mechamaso, just like a house by definition provides more shade than it allows sunlight through, otherwise it would be a pretty lousy house, right? It provides more protection from the top than it allows sunlight through. Af ilan, so too the kind of tree that's a problem is only if what? Good. The tree allows more shade, provides more shade than sunlight. That's the only kind of tree that's going to be a problem. Frek the Gemara. And let's say the tree allows more sunlight than shade. Still, should that be good? It should still be no good. You know why? How come it's starif schach pasul bahadei schach kasher? What you're doing is you're combining bad schach with good schach. And you can't combine bad schach with good schach. By combining the two, shouldn't that ruin everything? What's the bad schach? The tree, right? Even though it's a minority, but it's still the bad schach. So you shouldn't be allowed to combine bad schach with good schach. Rav Papa, so Rav Papa says, bishachavtan. We're talking about a case where you lowered the branches of the tree to the point that they weren't hovering above the sukkah, but they were actually mixed in with the schach of your sukkah. You bent the branches of the tree down so that you can't even tell the difference between the schach and the branches of the tree. Why does that help? Still, the tree is attached mechubar to the ground, right? It's still mechubar. It's still combining schach pasul schach kosher. Why does that help? Look at Rashi, Dibra Masul b'shachavtan. He has a very important phrase over there. Rashi says, Hishpil enough of lamata, you lower the branches down, mu'uravenim schach kosher, to mix together with the kosher schach, ve'ein nirin ba'en, and you don't see it as a distinct unit, u'schach kosher, here it is, rabba lavu mevatla. Schach kosher outnumbers the schach pasul and is therefore mevatel the schach pasul. Why? The mida oraisa kol mili batel beruba. Mida oraisa, everything is batel berov. That's the din. Why does it have to be lowered onto the sukkah to be batel berov? Can it be batel berov even when it's above the sukkah? Good. We only say batel berov when you have what we call a ta'aroves, when you have some sort of mixture. If the two units are totally distinct and separate, and you have branches 10 feet above the sukkah, and the schach, they're not at all combined with each other, there's no ta'aroves. Memela, there's no din of bittul barov. When does bittul barov apply? When there's a combination of things. When things are mixed together, that's when we say bittul barov. If you can't identify which branches are still mechubar lekarka and part of the tree, and which branches are kosher schach, that's a ta'aroves. We follow the majority. If the majority is kosher schach, you're good. Yeah.
Are you allowed to rely on that? I thought we said they had to rely on
Mevatlin Isil Chachila. Very good. Very good question. Very good question. Very good. It could be that there's a difference between a mitzvah and a matir. That ein mevatel nisul chetan. No, that's not true. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. Ask the Gemara. Wait a second. If the case is that you lowered the branches down onto the schach and you had them all mixed together, and you're telling me that's kosher because the rove is kosher schach, well, what's the chiddush of that? We know you just tell me the din of bittul barov. Good morning. I mean, it says in the Torah, Achrei Rav Lahatos. We know the din of bittul barov. What do you have to tell me the din of bittul barov for? So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u detema. I might have had a havamina. Nigzar hecha de chavtan, atu hecha de lo chavtan. That even when you combine it down and you bend it down to mix it with the rest of the schach, we should make a gzeira de rabbanon that it's no good, lest you come to allow it even when what? Even when you don't bend it down and lower it to the schach, we should be afraid that a person is going to get confused and come to be makil, even when the branches are hanging over the schach. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan de Logas Rinan. That's why I have a chiddush that we don't make any such gzeira. That there's no need to make such a gzeira as long as chavtan, as long as you lower the branches down and mix it in with your schach, and you have a majority of kosher schach, then it's okay.
Even if it's mechubar.
Even if the minority of it is still mechubar, correct? Frakta Gemara Hanami Tanina. That's not a chiddush either. We know that already also. Because you know it says in the Mishnah, Hidla le'as ha-gefen, if you run a vine that's still attached to the ground over the sukkah, vesadala'as, vesakisum, any sort of wood that's still attached to the ground, you run it over the sukkah, v'sichech al-gaban, and then on top of that you put schach, psula. It's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because you're mixing schach kasher with schach pasul. But if there's more kosher schach than there is pasul schach, since they're totally mixed together, that would be kosher. Another way to make it kosher would be cut the vines, and then they're not attached to the ground anymore. Hey chidami, what's the case? If you're talking about where they haven't been mixed together, it shouldn't be okay, even if it is a majority of schach kasher, if you haven't mixed them together, if you haven't actually combined the two schachos, the schach kasher and the schach pasul, it should be pasul. Elalav kishchavtan. So it must be. So in a case of what, when you did mix them together, ushmamina delogasrina. And what you see from there is we don't make any such kazera. As long as you mix them together, what can you rely on? What's going to be the din if you mix the still attached wood together with your regular kosher schach?
There's more good than bad.
Good. If there's more good than bad, majority rules, that's good. You don't have to worry about, oh, but someone's going to get confused and they're going to think even if I didn't mix it together, it's okay. No such worries. No worries about confusion. The halacha is you can rely on the rove and that's no problem. So we already see, but bottom line is, all that is a big fat question. Because we said the whole chiddush of our Mishnah was that we don't make such a gzeira. But guess what? We already learned from this other Mishnah of the vines that we don't make such a gzeira. So why do I need a chiddush of our Mishnah to tell me we don't make such a gzeira? Says Gemara, Mal detei mani mil b'di'eved, aval chachil lo. I might have thought that b'di'eved, if you did this, your sukkah is still kosher. But if you ask, may I do this? I would have thought the answer would be no. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell me, even if you ask, may I do this? May I do what? Mix my mechubar, my tree that's attached to the ground, with my regular schach, and allow my schach to be mevatalit? You might have thought that we would tell you, no, you're not allowed to do it. Kamashmalan, you're even allowed to do it lichat chila. Does Rashi say anything about bitulus lichat chila over here? It doesn't really, because it. You would have thought that Melman was right. Kamashmalan, then he's wrong. The question is, why is he wrong? Right? And the question is, why do we say it's okay? Don't we have a din of ein mevatel nisul lichat chila? So I'm sure it's dealt with. I just didn't. What? I don't think so. Well, that's about other things, I think. Yeah, it's an excellent question you're asking. Right, does everyone understand? It's an important question. The din is, for instance, if let's say you have chicken soup, so we know that if a drop of milk falls into chicken soup, that it's kosher because it's batel b'shishim. Let's say you like the coloring that a drop of milk puts in your chicken soup, so you want to put just a drop of milk into the chicken soup on purpose. It's going to be batel b'shishim many times over. You're allowed to do that. The answer is no. You're not allowed to be mevatel isurim l'chadchila. You're not allowed to take an isser and just make a batel. You can't drop just a little bit of chazer, just a little bit of pig into your chalent. No, that's going to be batel b'shishim. No, you can't do that. You can't be mevatel things on purpose. So that's a very important question. I don't know why over here it's okay, but over here the Gemara is saying it is okay. I'm not sure why. Okay, main point number one. It's not so pashut that it's never going to be kosher, because it could be that Isser Mitztarif LaHeter, that it all becomes Heter now once it gets mixed in to the Shishim, to the 60, right? Are you saying if it was metal, so what you're suggesting, if it was metal rods, we would never allow it? But since it's wood anyway, and there's other ways to make kosher, that could very well be. That could very well be. Excellent. That could very well be. Okay. Main point number one. Sukkah tachas ilan. Shatzilas meruba. Okay, I should start using some English words, right? A sukkah under a tree that provides ample shade is pasul. If the tree is chamas meruba, means, what does that mean? If the tree allows more sun, then it can be kosher, provided what? That you're chavtan, that you actually mix it together with your schach, and don't worry about any gezeiros of atulo chavtan, that you're going to get confused with cases where you don't mix it. So again, if your sukkah is under a tree that provides too much shade, puzzle, nothing to talk about. If it's under a tree that provides ample sun and very little shade, as long as you mix it in with your schach, it's kosher, and you don't have to worry that you're going to get confused with the case of mixing it in with your schach and the case of not mixing it with your schach. It's just plain kosher if you mix it in with your schach, even the chavtila.
And don't get confused?
Yeah. I think that summarizes the entire amud to this point. Yeah. We don't have to worry that you're going to be confused and come to be machshir, a sukkah where the branches are not connected with your schach. No such confusion is going to happen. When the branches are brought down and combined with your schach, it's good. When they're not brought down and combined with your schach, it's bad. That's simple. Viter. Viter Lingvar. Are we clear? Everyone good over here? Yeah? Any major points anyone's got issues with? No? We're good? Clear? Excellent. Fantastic. Tanu Rabbanan. Basukas Teshu. Says the Pasuk. I mean, the Brisa quotes the Pasuk. Pasuk says Basukas Teshu. We learn from there. You're supposed to sit in the Sukkah. Velo Basukas Shetachas HaSukkah. You're supposed to sit in the Sukkah, not in a basement Sukkah, not in a Sukkah under a Sukkah. Velo Basukas Shetachas HaIlan. Also not in a Sukkah under a tree. Velo Basukas Shetachas HaBayis. Also not in the sukkah in the house. It's a lot to read into those words, you know? Basukas Teshu, sit in a sukkah. Oh, you know what that means? It means three things. Not a sukkah under another sukkah, not a sukkah under a tree, not a sukkah in the house. Says the Gemara, Adrabah, basukos tarti mashma. What does that mean? The word basukos implies two. What does that mean? What do you think the Gemara is asking? Which of the cases that we just excluded is the Gemara asking should really be okay? Sukkah tachas a sukkah. That's a double sukkah. Basukos teshu. Sit in a double sukkah. Isn't that exactly what the pasuk's telling me? How can you tell me basukos teshu tells you not to sit in a double decker sukkah? Basukos means two. Maybe the mitzvah is to build a double decker sukkah and sit in it. Some Rav Nachman Yitzchak basukas ksiv. Yeah, maybe the way we read it is basukos, but the way it's spelled is without the vav. Right, reminiscent of Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesores, the sugya we had of whether we pay more attention when darshaning to the way it's spelled or the way it's pronounced. The Gemara seems to answer the way that it's over here, the way that it's spelled, is the dominant one.
Tarti
means two.
Two in terms of...
That the sukkah that you're supposed to sit in is supposed to be two sukkahs. A sukkah tachas a sukkah. So the Gemara says, no, it says basukas, one sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, now the Gemara is just going to make comments about what happens, what the halacha is when you have one sukkah on top of another, which one is kosher, which one is pasul, depending on the circumstances. Sukkas means the sukkah of. Yeah, but it's still not a plural word. That's why we pronounce it sukkos, but the reason it's spelled sukkas is so that we can darshan it as a singular. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, sometimes sukkah underneath another sukkah, they're both kosher. Pa'amim shishtein psula. Sometimes they're both pasul. Pa'amim, as you might guess, shetach tonik sherev elyona psula. The bottom one's kosher, the top one's pasul. And guess what else? Pa'amim shetach tonik psula elyona ksherev. The bottom one is pasul and the top one's kosher. How so? So the Gemara is going to go through each case. What's the case where both the top sukkah and the bottom sukkah are kosher? Kigon shetachtona chamasa meruba mitzilasa. If the roof of the bottom sukkah is mostly open, meaning the roof that separates the bottom sukkah from the top sukkah is mostly open, it's mostly sunlight, mostly open. What? On the part that's closed is where you stand. Right, but it's it's broken up, I assume. So you stand like you straddle on the right.
What about if it's
like a deck that's really poorly made, right? So yeah. So if the roof is mostly open on the bottom sukkah, and the elyona tzilasim rumei chamasa, and the top sukkah has normal schach, right? The kaima elyona b'toch esrim, and the schach on the top sukkah is less than 20 amos off of the ground. So think about it for a second. Why is the top sukkah kosher? Well, no brainer. It's got schach. Why shouldn't it be kosher? Why is the bottom sukkah kosher?
Because it allows.
What's its real schach? The schach of the top sukkah. And the schach of the top sukkah is within 20 amos of the ground. It's all good. If the bottom sukkah was thickly layered with schach, then you'd have a problem of sukkah tachas a sukkah. Right, because then the bottom sukkah would be using its own schach, and that's no good. You need it to be using the schach of the top sukkah. So that's the example where they're both kosher.
That's really one sukkah with two.
Right. But that basic structure will lead you to both being kosher, even though you're right. In reality, it's really one sukkah with two floors. Pa'amim sheshtein psulos hechidami. What's an example where both top sukkah and bottom sukkah are pasul? Kigon de travayu tzilasan merubim mechamasan. Where both of them have ample schach, both the bottom one and top one have ample schach, v'kaima elyona l'mala me'asr mama, and the top schach is more than 20 amos high, then they're both pasul. That's what you have to say. That's what it seems that you have to say. What does it mean, top one is more than 20 amos high? It's more than 20 amos higher than the floor of the top sukkah. That's what it sounds like. Otherwise, why would it be pasul? Right, for the top sukkah. Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, some of these halachas are obvious. Sometimes the way the Gemara tries to present halachas is to say, you have four possibilities. Look at the way the Mishnah presented it is totally different. Mishnah said, no, when you have a sukkah on top of another sukkah, top one's kosher, bottom one's pasul. Because that's the real din when you have a real sukkah, tachas a sukkah. All these cases are like anomalies there, or obvious like Lanner said before, that there are cases where it's really one sukkah, or cases where it's anyway a puzzle sukkah for obvious reasons. It's just an easier way of expressing it when you're able to say all four possibilities exist, depending on slight structural aberrations. Aberrations is the wrong word, but you know what I mean. Slight structural differences. Good. Let's do one more. Pam shetachtonik sherev elyona psula. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher, the top one is pasul. Hechidami, when are you going to have the bottom one kosher, the top one pasul? Kigon shatachtonot tzilas merum mechamasa. The bottom one has plenty of good schach. Ve'al yona chamasa merum mitzilasa. The top one has does not have good schach. Has very little schach. Ve'kaimi travai b'toch esrim, and they're all within 20 amos of the ground. Why is the top one possible? It don't got schach, right? It doesn't have kosher schach. Why is the bottom one kosher? It does have schach. And not only that, but what about the schach of the top sukkah? Isn't it using some of that also? Yeah, but that's kosher schach. It's within 20 amos, so it all combines. That's fine. Right? You could have double-decker schach, a little bit apart from each other. That's okay. Why do we have to say the top one is within 20 amos from the ground? If the top one was more than 20 amos from the ground, then it would be pasul schach, and it would be trying to combine schach pasul schach kasher, it would ruin everything. Let's do the last one also, once we're in the middle of it. Upam shel yonik sheriva tachtonu psuleh. I'm not going to be here next week, so I hope I have time to record it. I don't know if I'm going to. Upam shel yonik sheriva tachtonu psuleh echidami. What's a case where the top one is kasher and the bottom one is pasul? Kigon de travayu tzilasan merubim echamasan. It's when both of them have ample schach, v'kaima elyona b'tal chesrim, and the top one is within 20 amos of the ground. So in that case, the top one is kosher, bottom one is pasul. So ask the Gemara the question you were all asking for. Pshita! These are all obvious. Which one of these cases is not obvious? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you which one's not obvious. Tachtonik sheriv elyona psul etzrichle. The case where the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul, that one wasn't obvious. Because mahu detema nigzar dilma mitstarif schach pasul badi schach kosher. I might have thought we should make a gzeira that you might come to combine schach pasul with schach kosher. Kamashmalan, therefore it has to tell me you don't have to worry about any such gzeiros. Period. Yes. Because most of them, like we said before, aren't really a case of sukkah tachas sukkah. One of them is not really a sukkah. Right? So the real case of sukkah tachas sukkah is what the Mishnah said. Okay, main point number two on Tesam and Beis. Basukos excludes three cases. Basukos Teshu excludes three cases. Where are they? What are the three? Good. Sukkah tachas sukkah, sukkah tachas ha'ilan, and sukkah b'sol chabayis. Basukos excludes a double-decker sukkah, under a tree, and in the house.
Sukkah tachas sukkah.
Sukkah tachas ha'ilan, and sukkah b'sol chabayis. Main point number three, and with this, actually I'll give you one on Yulam and Aleph also while we're here, since we already did it. Main point number three on Testament Bays. There are cases that exist of double-decker sukkahs, where they're both kosher, where they're both pasul, where the top one's pasul, bottom one's kosher, where the top one's kosher, bottom one's pasul. Cases exist for all possibilities. But of all those cases, main point number one in Yoram and Aleph is going to be, which one is the chiddush? Only one of them actually teaches me a chiddush. And that is the one of Elyona pasul, bottom tachtona kasher. Very good. That's the one of the bottom one being kasher, the top one being pasul. Very good, Yitzchak. Because you might have thought that we should be gozer for cases where you're going to be mitzaref it with the upper one, with schach pasul. Kamash v'la, no such gezerah. That's the only one that's a chiddush. Yeah. Yeah, there are cases of double-decker sukkahs where they're both kosher, cases where they're both pasul, cases where the top one's pasul, bottom one's kosher. Cases where the top one's kosher, bottom one's pasul. Basically, all four possibilities exist. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, I plan on hoping, sometime tomorrow to record Daf Yud for you, so that next week you won't be left without a shir to go over. So I b'lin neder, I hope to take care of that. If not, well, you know, do it the old-fashioned way then. Okay. Take care. Have a good night, everybody. Shkoyach for coming.